Juul e-cigarettes could soon be courting mature audiences. I'm David Brancaccio. Juul e-cigarettes. No more people under 35 in Juul ads, social media, and product placement. This is just part of a $439 billion tentative settlement with 33 states and Puerto Rico. Juul would admit no wrongdoing, but would agree to pay and to change behavior. There would be no funding of education in the schools or misrepresenting how much nicotine is actually in a vape. Samuel Weinstein, law professor and co-director at the Heyman Center on Corporate Law and Governance at the Cardozo School of Law in New York, joins us. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
This proposed settlement, states and cities drove this. Is there a lesson here, Professor?
Yeah, I think there might be. It's a great question. You know, regulation sometimes moves fairly slowly, and I think particularly in the nicotine slash tobacco area, it's moved very slowly. Litigation, you know, it's not the fastest way to get things done, but it's faster than regulation sometimes.
You've looked at the history here. Juul people would have been steeped in the history of what happened to regular cigarettes, yet this apparent focus on younger customers. I guess maybe the company believed their argument that vaping isn't quite as bad as regular smoking would somehow carry the day.
Here we have Juul settling for a lot of money and promising to stop doing a lot of stuff that was aimed at kids. And that's great. But, you know, I'd expect to see the next company coming down the line, like Puff Bar, trying to do the same thing because, you know, eventually you have to replace your dying population of smokers, unfortunately. And, you know, kids are the way to do that. You need to have new customers. And now we'll see how they respond to this injunction or to the, you know, to the promises they've made to stop doing this.
Yeah, Puff Bar is another brand. Now, this is a proposed settlement. It has to be fully worked out, but then it has to be implemented and then, I suppose, policed. The regulators have been shown to be, you know, taking their time on some of this. Who will keep an eye on implementation?
That's a great question. I mean, I think it's going to be challenging. You have to keep your eye on a lot of media, right? It's not like it used to be with billboards and magazine ads and TV as the only places where you'd see these ads. Now, you might find it in your Twitter feed. You might find it on your Facebook page. So, you know, the states themselves will have to look into this and make sure that Juul's sticking to their word here.
Samuel Weinstein is a professor at the Benjamin N. Cardozo School of Law in New York. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
The FDA had banned Juul vapes, but then undid the ban to allow more time to research the matter. Because in part of the strong dollar, there were a lot of U.S. tourists going overseas in July. In spite of the strong dollar, there was a lot of demand for U.S. goods. This shrank the U.S. trade deficit by nearly 13% for the month, is the statistic just in. In early trading, the Dow up 73 points, 0.2%. The S&P is up 13 points, or 0.3%. The NASDAQ up 75 points, 0.7%. The 10-year benchmark interest rate off its highs of the morning, but still up 3.28%. In focus are hawkish postures from people at the U.S. Central Bank, reminding some market players that interest rates really could soon go up by the big increment, 0.75 percentage point. Not the big, but not as big, 0.5 percentage point. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Exchange Capital Resources.
I think we're going to see a lot of back and forth from investors on that in the coming weeks. And that will be the topic of discussion really throughout the year as we approach each Fed meeting. And that is going to be how much will the Fed raise interest rates? What will they do? Chairman Powell was very explicit that he is going after inflation. And to do that, he needs to increase interest rates. I think investors now are prepared for those increases, but the discussion will be what's the magnitude and what will that impact be on the market overall?
All right, we're also covering crude oil, which is the cheapest since before Russia's invasion of Ukraine, down 4% below 84. Marketplace Morning Report podcast, if you missed that on the air today.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
After the back-ordered economy, now retailers are running sales, but there's news inventories increased in August, according to the Logistics Managers Index. Decluttering on the industrial scale is not easy. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
Part of the issue is that the supply chain has a lot of momentum. Dale Rogers at Arizona State University helps put together the Logistics Managers Index. He says all the product shortages during the pandemic created demand for new factories and distribution centers, which are finally up and running this year.
These new factories and new distribution points that are coming online are swollen with inventory as they get going.
And even though people haven't been spending as much on things like furniture, clothing, and exercise equipment, Rogers says a lot of those products are still coming in from overseas.
Some of the finished goods are getting to the U.S. because the signal was, hey, we want exercise equipment, but that signal is old.
It's also a challenge for retailers to figure out what to get rid of and what to keep in stock. Nicole DeHoratius is a professor at the University of Chicago.
Every retailer that I have talked to, it's still very unclear what the consumers are doing and that the behavior is more erratic than they've seen previously.
And as inflation continues to reduce people's spending power?
The time it's going to take to offload that inventory is going to grow. So I need to reduce my inventory in some way. That's the ideal. But I need to find some way to increase the rate of sale.
Retailers have been trying to do that by luring customers with markdowns. But Wendy Liebman, CEO of WSL Strategic Retail, says people aren't necessarily going to bite.
Shoppers are being very canny at the moment. I mean, we see in our data that about 3/4 of them say, I'm uncertain, I'm being cautious.
As a result, Liebman says inventories are likely to stay high, especially as retailers try to make room for holiday items.
That's the challenge for most of the retailers, not just what's on trend and what might people spend for, but it's then where the heck am I going to put it if I can't get rid of the other stuff.
Liebman says that means we're likely to see more aggressive discounts before the holiday season. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.